Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. This week at the Synod, the Archbishop of Freetown and Bow in Sierra Leone, Edward Tambo Charles, told the Synod Fathers that multinational companies may bring home cheap oil and cheap tropical hardwood, but they're also causing untold sufferings for what he described as our people in Africa. Why don't you listen for a moment to what he told me?
Archbishop Charles of the Archdiocese of Freetown and Bow in Sierra Leone, West Africa. Yes.
What are your impressions so far of this synod?
Well, being a new bishop, I'm only 16 months in the business. I see this synodal exercise as a form of orientation for my future ministry. So I'm very happy about it. I've been listening a lot. And I'm learning so much. My first impression is, you know, if at the first synod, which I followed as a student here in Rome, there was a lot of talking, you know, pointing fingers outside. This time we are beginning a process of self-examination, that if we are going to be credible witnesses of reconciliation, justice and peace, as a church, we ourselves, we must do some homework. We must engage in a conversion of heart.
And Sierra Leone is often in the media for the wrong reasons.
That's right. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the situation there.
Well,
and the role of the church in helping out.
Positive thing. 2 years ago, we had a very good general election. And the party that was in power was magnanimous to accept defeat and to hand over power to a new government of another party. And this one was done by ourselves, you know. The UN was there as in an observer status. To me, that was a major achievement because elections in Africa can be violent, you know. But this one was very nice. It was well done, and we are happy about that. So that's one positive thing about Sierra Leone. And the other good thing is, recently we're told they discovered a deposit of oil. While many Sierra Leoneans are happy, I'm receiving the news with mixed feeling. Keeping in mind the Nigerian experience, where oil did not bring the people the desired well-being that it's supposed to be. You know, all the multinationals go there, they extract the oil and leave behind nothing but pollution of waters, etc. But anyway, it's good news. So we hope as a church we'll intervene through our justice and peace commissions. And now to your question, how has the church been following this? Well, we have been engaging since the war. The war ended in 2002. Well, that's Rome. We have been engaged in peace education. This time we are focused on schools. You know, beginning primary school, junior secondary school, senior secondary school. And recently, 2 weeks ago, we have started the peace education exercises with the soldiers. And they are very happy about that. You know, the thing about human rights and all that kind of thing. So,
how old are these soldiers?
The soldiers.
They're young people.
Well, the young people. No, we don't take child soldiers. It was during the war that child soldiers were recruited. But
what happened to these child soldiers?
Well, they were disarmed, demobilized, and reintegrated into society.
Did the church have a hand in this?
Oh, yes. The church had a hand in that, especially in the diocese. Before I even became a bishop, we had a group, our own NGO, called Children Associated with War, helped in skills training of those children, counseling, and reintegration of those children and their families. So the church was actively involved. The Diocese of Makeni also had a similar program.
What are the main issues you're involved in? Are you involved actively in, for example, in the fight against AIDS or other issues like that?
We are, but we don't have, thank God, the rate of HIV/AIDS in Sierra Leone is still very low, which we are very grateful to God. But what we are involved in actively is in the sensitization of people, how to avoid contracting AIDS, that kind of thing, you know. And also, with other NGOs in Sierra Leone, you know, fighting against the stigma. You know, people who have AIDS, they are looked upon as people who are immoral. They forget that AIDS could be contracted by many means. You know, transmission of blood. It's not just through sex that people are infected by the virus. So we fight against this discrimination, you know, in my homilies, at different meetings, etc.
What are your hopes for the synod?
Well, that it would give us a new trust as a church. There are so many issues that are in Africa that we need to address, not so much in Africa alone, but in relation to other churches. For example, the whole issue of the interference of multinationals in Africa, because they want to get at the natural resources. So we'd like to the collaboration of other episcopal conferences at continental level, so that we could influence decisions that affect Africa. So, and that is coming up in many of the interventions in the Synod Hall. So we're hoping that Europe and America would collaborate with the Continental Assembly of Bishops in Africa, like SECAM, to address some of those issues, to present a common front. So that's my hope.
My thanks there go to the Archbishop of Freetown and Bow in Sierra Leone, Edward Tamba Charles. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.